Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Ella Mai for that. Even though that song came out last year, that song is popping. If you got a boo, you know what I'm saying? That song is popping just for you. And even if you don't got a boo, you can still jam to it, you know? So anyway, happy Friday. And you're rocking with me, the lovely, beautiful, your host, Tanisha Davis, here on Stardom 100 Radio. And I'm truly, truly enjoying my Friday. I hope you are enjoying your Friday. If it's a payday for you, yay, okay. You know, so I hope you're all in good spirit. You know, we have a really, really great topic for you today. You know, I'm really excited about this topic because there are some things that we need to discuss. Sometimes we tend to not discuss certain things in our relationships or when we're dating and so forth. And so I'm going to be breaking down six things that need to be discussed in your relationship. Like, there are six topics that you should discuss. If you haven't already discussed them, there are six topics that you need to discuss in your relationship. But before I get into the show, I just want to say I'm super excited to announce that Stardom 100 Radio is now on iHeartRadio. Yes, okay. We are now on iHeartRadio. And what does that mean for listeners? That means you can go download the iHeartRadio app and you can follow Stardom 100 Radio. And you can tune in to us, like, from wherever you are. You know what I'm saying? Keep up with our exclusive interviews, find out who's going to be on the show with me, and all that good stuff. So all you got to do is go download the iHeartRadio app and follow the show. Follow the show, Stardom 100 Radio, STARRDOM 100 Radio. So look us up on iHeartRadio and follow us so you can stay tuned to our topics and the interviews, find out who's going to be on my show next, and all that good jazz, okay? So anyway, let's go ahead and get into our topic for today. All right, so again, we're discussing six relationship topics that people don't discuss until it's too late. Y'all know those topics that we don't even want to talk about, you know, until the last minute or until we too knee deep into the relationship. There are some things that you should talk about, you know what I'm saying, early on in your relationship, so that you could, or even in a dating stage. You ain't even got to wait till you are in a relationship. You can discuss these things during the dating stage, okay? So the first thing that you need to discuss, you know, is your finances. What's popping with them finances? a lot of times we don't want to talk about our finances, you know what I'm saying? And truth be told, like, when we don't talk about our finances, that tends to cause problems, you know what I'm saying? And it's so important that you and your partner, you know what I'm saying, that y'all are on the same page when it comes to your finances. Like, you need to discuss about your money issues, you know what I'm saying? Because you may be with somebody that likes to spend and blow unnecessary money, and, you know, y'all going broke all the time because this person just blowing money. They don't know nothing about saving. They don't know nothing about budgeting, you know. And me, I know me, personally, I have a problem sometimes with budgeting because if I see something I want it. I don't care. I'm going to go get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. So I have to remind myself to budget, you know, to plan ahead because something may pop up. Something may come up. And then now you're a little short because you done spent that money on a new dress or some real cute jewelry when you could have saved that money, you know what I'm saying, to apply it towards something that was very, very important. So I'm big on trying to practice how to budget. You know, that's something where I'm weak at. And so you need to talk to your partner, you know, and find out what their weaknesses is when it comes to, like, financing and dealing with money. Are they good at saving? You know, do they have a problem spending? You know, you need to find these things out. You also want to find out if they got debt problems. You know what I'm saying? If y'all get ready to buy a house together or you all planning to get an apartment together or whatever, you don't want to go in there and find out the day of when they running their credit that, you know, you know. I can't get approved for this. You're going to have to get this in your night. Or you getting ready to go get that light, them lights turned on, and you find out that I owe the light company. You know, I owe them about $300 or so, you know what I'm saying? So I can't get the lights in my night. You're going to be looking like, wait a minute, wait a whole minute. So you need to discuss those finances with your partner. Find out where they are when it comes down to their finances so y'all don't be looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? The love even went out the door because you find out they got problems with their money. And not that the relationship should be entirely built off of money, but you just want to be wise, okay? Be wise in what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to, you know, get yourself entangled in some serious matters, okay, because somebody's finances is a little jacked up, you know. All right? So, okay, next you want to discuss trust. Trust. Okay. You know, some of us have been through so many shady situations that it's so hard for us to trust, you know, somebody else. You know, you coming into a new relationship or so forth, or you getting back out there on the dating scene, it's a little hard sometimes for you to trust that person. So I'll give you a quote that somebody told me a long time ago. Trust that person until they give you a reason not to. You know, it may seem hard, it may sound crazy, but look, trust them until they give you a reason not to. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody is not the same. Everybody's not going to dog you out. Everybody's not out here to cheat on you, lie, manipulate you, play with your feelings. Everybody's not on the same page. So you want to trust that person until they give you a reason for you not to trust that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us got trust issues, and we don't tell our partner. We don't tell them, like, look, I got problems trusting people. Those are things that you need to discuss. Those are things you need to talk about. Because if you don't, trust brings on insecurities. Oh, yes. Trust brings on insecurities. If you don't talk to your partner and let them know that you've been lied to a lot, you know, your last relationship you were in, you were lied to, that person was cheating on you, and you was trusting them, and they were so unfaithful. I can relate, honey. I can relate. I was in a relationship like that, just cheating all out. You know what I'm saying? And I was sitting up there just trusting. Oh, you know, my man had never done nothing like that to me. I got a good man. You know what I'm saying? So you need to talk to your partner and let them know if you have some trust issues. and explain to them what has happened so they can kind of get an understanding of where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? Talk about those trust issues. Don't just let that stuff just slide. You know, talk about it because, like I said, trust issues bring along insecurity. And you'll be sitting up there wanting to see every single move this person makes because you're trying to make sure that person is doing something trustworthy. Okay, so talk about trust. Talk about that with your partner. Let them know. Open up. Have a sit down. You know what I'm saying? Let them know, like, look, I got some problems with trusting people, and this is why. And then you all come up with a way that you can resolve that or work on that, okay? All right. So, next. A lot of people don't like to talk about this, but you should. You know, intimacy, sex, you know, you need to talk about that in your relationship. And a lot of times, you know, well, I wouldn't say people don't talk about it, but I think it's a good thing for you to bring up. You know, intimacy is very important in your relationship and that you need to talk about. You know what I'm saying? You need to find out, you know, where that person is when it comes down to being intimate. You know, if you're that type of person that loves, you know, affection, loves to be cuddled, loves, you know, be pretty active, you know, you need to talk to your partner about these things and see where they are, you know, because there are, your partner, for example, may be celibate. They may not be interested in being intimate, or they may not be the cuddle type, or they may not be the kissing type, or, you know, they may not be down with all that. So you need to talk to your partner and find out where they are on those walks of life, you know. And by all means, you should wait until you get married to have sex, because that's something really between a man and his wife. You know, that's something married people should be doing because it's soul ties, and it's a whole nother subject I'll talk about on another show, but it's so deep, you know what I'm saying? So you really want to be married before you consider that. Not to say that we all haven't made mistakes, you know, I'm guilty, but intimacy is something you really want to wait till marriage to, you know, as far as having sex and so forth goes, you know. So anyway, talk about that with your partner. Find out where they are, what are their beliefs about intimacy. All right. Next, you want to talk about your feelings. Feelings coming on. Okay. All right. That's booed up. All right. So you need to talk about your feelings. Let your partner know how you feel. We you know, we can be so closed in sometimes. We you know, I think social media, we're so used to just posting little stuff on social media that when we sit down with each other, we don't know what to talk about. We don't know what to say. Communication is so, so, so important. When I tell you, this is like one of the most important things in your relationship, one of the most, you know what I'm saying? You need to talk about your feelings. You really do. You need to talk about your feelings and how you feel with your partner. Be upfront with them. You know what I'm saying? I know you might be scared, especially for men. You know, y'all don't really want to talk about your feelings. You don't want the babe to know how you're feeling today. You just try to ignore her, go sit in the corner somewhere and deal with whatever you're dealing with. You had a bad day at work. You stressed out. Your bank account's an overdraft. You thought you had it all together. And here comes bae, and you just don't want to be bothered. So you need to talk. You need to communicate with that person and let them know what's going on. You know, let people know what's going on with you. Let them know what you have been through. Young women, ladies, you know what I'm saying? You've been through some bad experiences in the past. And, you know, it got you a little messed up just a little bit in the head, you know what I'm saying, in a good way. I mean that in a good way, you know, because I've been through a lot in my past as a young lady, you know. And sometimes I have to catch myself and remind myself that this person that I'm with is not fixing to do to me what I've had other people do to me, you know. So you have to talk about what you're feeling and talk about what you've been through. So that person can understand, you know what I'm saying? That's a deep topic. You know, some of us been through some stuff we don't even want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Stuff we don't even want to remember. I can relate. I've been there. Been that woman. You know what I'm saying? Been through some stuff that sometimes I just like to keep it shut away. I don't like to talk about it. But I've learned over the years that it's so important to communicate in your relationship and let your partner, if you love them, let them know what you're dealing with. Let them know what you're going through, what you've been through, so they can kind of work with you, you know what I'm saying? So they may not say something that may trigger you or upset you or offend you, you know what I'm saying? Let people know what's going on with you. Talk about your feelings. Don't just come home and assume that, you know, this person knows automatically what's wrong with you, you know. And men, y'all have a huge habit of doing this. Y'all just go get so standoffish. Y'all just go off to yourselves. And we're sitting here trying to figure out what is wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Why are you locked up in the room? What's wrong, you know? Are you sitting outside in your car? And we don't know what's wrong with you. And you need to talk to your girl, because if you sitting in that car and you got that phone, she want to know what's going on. You hear me? She thinking you out there on the phone with somebody else or doing something else. So you need to talk to your girl, your wife, you know, and let her know, babe, this is going on, you know. Or I just need some time to myself. You know what I'm saying? I just need to go and be by myself today, you know. And ladies, when your partner, your man comes to you and he's letting you know he just needs some time to himself, let him have some time to himself. You know what I'm saying? Give him a break. Vice versa, men. Your lady need a little day to herself. She need a me day. Give her that time to herself, okay? Because she's going through something. All right? But in all conclusions, like, talk about what you're going through, okay? Talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Pray together. Pray together. I'm stronger about that. Like, we're not going to sit up here with no issues and no problems. We're going to pray about this thing. So, you know, you all talk about your, you know, shut your partner out and all that. You know, that ain't even cool. All right. So, the fifth thing that you need to talk about. I hope y'all taking notes of this. The fifth thing that y'all need to talk about is past relationship. We don't like talking about that, do we? We do not like talking about them past relationships, but we need to. You know what I'm saying? You need to talk about those past relationships because, you know, you may have been through some things that you know, could affect the current relationship if you don't let your partner know what you've been through. You know what I'm saying? I've been through some things that I'm not even going to go in detail with speaking on, but I will say this. You need to let your new partner that you're in a relationship with know what you've been through in some past relationships so that, you know what I'm saying, you just don't find yourself attacking this person because they appear to be doing the same thing that somebody in your last relationship did, you know. You need to talk about what happened to you. You know, if you were cheated on, talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I was in this relationship for 3 to 4 years. I got cheated on, you know, it hurt me, it bothered me. This goes back to what I was talking about, them feelings. You know what I'm saying? You need to talk about that to your partner and let them know, like, look, man, I was in a bad relationship. You know what I'm saying? So these are things to talk about. Talk about those past relationships. Open up if you didn't have some good experiences or if you're still dealing with the last relationship, still bothering you, you're mad about how it ended, or whatever the case may be, y'all need to talk about those things. You know, don't keep that from each other. And lastly, most importantly, talk about your goals. Talk about your goals. What are your plans for the relationship? You know, talk about, you know what I'm saying, don't waste my time 2018. Let that person know what your intentions are with them. You know, where are y'all headed? Are you looking to get married? Are you dating with a purpose? Because by all means, you should date with purpose. You know, don't waste nobody's time. You know, I've never been the person to just date you just for fun. You know, I just date somebody today. You know, no, I've never been that type of person. So you all need to talk about your goals. What are your dreams? What are your plans? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Are you planning to get married? Do you want to have children? If you already got kids, do you want more kids? You know, these are things that you need to talk about. And I'm going to slip this last one in. get ready to wrap up the show. Y'all need to talk about y'all spiritual belief. You know what I'm saying? This is number eight. I know I said number seven. I know I said six. But you need to talk about y'all spiritual walk. You know, like, does this person believe in Jesus? Does this person, you know, do they pray? Who do they pray to? You know what I'm saying? These are things that you all need to talk about, because you might be in a relationship with somebody that believe in Satan. You know what I'm saying? So y'all talk about those things. Find out where you are spiritually. You know, does this person believe in going to church? You know, are they the type of person you're probably going to have to drag to church? You know, just find out where they are spiritually. You know what I'm saying? Because praying is a major part of your marriage and your relationship if you want it to be successful. I'm all about keeping God first in everything that you do. All right? So these topics that I discussed today, I hope you made note of them. You know what I'm saying? Share this show with your friends. Let them know to tune in, to follow the show, you know, here on iHeartRadio. Tune in to the show every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, and if you're out on the West Coast, that's 3:30 p.m. your time. You know, it has been a pleasure speaking to you all on this good Friday evening. I hope you have an amazing day. Be sure to follow our new Instagram page, which is Starter 100 Radio. We have a new page, so go follow it and follow us here on iHeartRadio. It has been a pleasure speaking with you all, and I'm out.
My feelings, notice they really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me.